I know this is weird, but I'm actually going to teach you how to grow a bigger peepee. And this is actually total legit advice. Here's the thing. You can't actually get like a bigger manhood, phallus, peepee. I'll call it peepee. You can't actually get like a bigger peepee than what you were genetically supposed to have. But you can make sure that you are actually at your genetic like limitation. Because what's happening right now, let's say... in just a quantifiable metric, like in sizes, okay? Let's say if everything went right in your life, like your health and your fitness and all those things, that your maximum PP erection size would be exactly 6 inches. But you might right now be at 5.25 just because of more lifestyle and mental factors that are essentially limiting your erection. So we can't just get a bigger peepee, but we can make sure that the erection that you do get is as like as hard and as big as it possibly could be. Does that make sense? Because there isn't some product I'm going to try and sell you or anything like this. And I know this video seems kind of goofy, but I actually think this is very important. Now, this is something that I've not needed to think about for a long time. But when I was a teenager, I actually did have a massive insecurity with the size of my peepee. Now, I grew late. I was still, I think I was 4'11" or 5'1" or 5'4", whatever it was. I was very short up until I hit like 17 years old. And all of that time from like, you know, 13 to 17, when other kids around me started to like have sex and you know, like be around the opposite, like the girls in our class, I was always feeling so insecure because my peepee didn't grow since I was a kid. So imagine being 17 years old and you've still got like the same peepee size as like when you were 10. So I was very insecure about that. And of course, I'm still watching porn. So I was watching like, you know, these big log motherfuckers on Pornhub and stuff. And I know this sounds silly, but it genuinely fucked up my mental health. It genuinely hurt me for many years. Significantly messed up my mental health. Because every day when you're seeing, especially this sensitive, like, you know, this sensitive part of our bodies and everything, every day when you're seeing other guys on Pornhub and everything, you feel awful. You feel inadequate. You feel so insecure. And I remember asking one of my friends who had a girlfriend, and you know, we were quite young, maybe we were like 15 or something, and he hadn't had sex or anything like that. But I asked him like, if she wanted to, would you? And he just kind of like, he saw it as a good thing. He was like, yeah. And in my mind, I saw like a girl wanting to be sexual with you as a bad thing automatically, because it meant that like I would have to show her that I was like, that, you know, I had a small dick. And that's really messed up when you think about it, because that really made me like reserved in school and feeling awkward around girls. I was very lucky that at age 17, I hit puberty very late. I finally hit puberty. I went from like 5, whatever height I was, 5'2", 5'3", 5'4", and I shot up like 7-8 inches in the space of like 6 months. And then everything else actually finally grew and everything is fine now. But for a very long time, I was very insecure. But around this time, I started to really think deeply about being able to maximize the size of your peepee. And so there's a few things you can do, which is very interesting, because I'm not going to tell you about any device or any weird stretching mechanism or anything like this. I've never bought a product for this. I've never done any weird workout routine. My mindset was, I just want to make sure that the erection I do have is as big as it could be. So I first started to improve my sleep. I started to make sure that I was trying to like, you know, like dedicate 8, 9, 10 hours a night to sleep. Because the way I saw it, it just made sense to me, right? I don't know the real research of this, but it made sense. If I'm supposed to sleep 9 hours a day or 8 hours a day, and I'm only sleeping 6, chances are my erection is probably going to get weakened, isn't it? I'd probably lose maybe a bit of the blood that would go in there, which would cause a bit like more of the girth or maybe the length, right? If you're going to be sleep deprived, most likely you're going to get a weaker erection. So in a weird way, sleeping more will make your peepee bigger, because your erection will probably be more full. So I started sleeping all day. I'm like, okay, sweet. I'm never getting out of bed. But in a serious note, consistently going to bed, consistently waking up, making sure that I was never like sleep deprived. And I started to like just have this kind of unwritten rule that I just don't miss my bedtime. You know, there's a lot of people I know who have got such weird bedtimes. Like, you know, they don't even have a bedtime. They just go to sleep. They're on their computers staring at all the blue light till late and saying to themselves, like, oh, I can't. This is what you're like, your Jeffrey video gamer friends. They're literally looking at the blue light, hyper-stimulated video games. It's 10 p.m., 11 p.m., 12, and they're like, oh, well, you know, I'm not even sleepy, so I'm not going to go to sleep, so I'm just going to keep playing games. That's not how it works. It's not that you're not sleepy and that you're just going to keep playing games. It's that you're playing video games, staring at the screen, and that's why you're not sleepy, because your brain's hyperactivated when you're playing games. Just imagine, you know, some MRI scan of your brain. It's hyper lit up when you're playing video games, when you're watching TV shows, and you're processing all of this data. Of course it is. So I never, not even for work, miss my like bedtime routine. You know, sometimes I'm 5 minutes late or something, but I never purposely look at the time. And it's 9:30, and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I'm just gonna stay up and just do more work, or I'm just gonna stay up and just watch some YouTube videos. I just stopped doing that. I just started having too much respect for myself to do that. Now, you don't need to actually go to bed at the same time that I do. You don't need to go to bed early or anything like that. You just need to have a consistent time that's good for you and then stop missing it. We're supposed to go to bed at roughly the same time every single night. And if you're not, if you've got like a huge 1 hour difference, 2 hours, 3 hours, sometimes you go to sleep at 10, sometimes you go to sleep at 2, it's like your pee-pee's softer and smaller because of that. Now every guy is like, oh yeah, man, I'm not missing bedtime anymore. The next thing I did was my diet. Now, I tried to improve my diet for a very long time. This took me years, by the way. It turns out that the normal diet that everyone's eating is actually terrible for our health, mental health, and also just our erection strength. Because when you think about the erection you're gonna have after you've been eating McDonald's and sugar and like those cheap donuts that you get from the supermarket that your mum buys for you, it's like you're probably not gonna get like the rock hard style erection, are you? So I'm going to tell you right now, if there's one thing that you eat that will give you the best erections, and this is something that I still do to this day that I never miss, eggs. Just eat as many eggs as like realistically possible. Have at least 4 eggs per day, every day for the rest of your life. There's research that shows that eating eggs will kill you. There's research that shows that eating eggs is really healthy for you. Forget the research that's been done by fat researchers who don't even know what they're talking about, and they can't even bench press like 60 kg, and they can't even run 1 mile. So why the fuck are we trusting like fat, unhealthy people who are just scientists? So fuck them. Let's talk about let's talk through the people who are actually healthy. It does seem that the kind of diet that will give you the greatest erection and also the mental strength and also physical strength and muscle and literally everything you want, it seems more of like this caveman style, natural, primal diet of literally just like eggs, meat, vegetables, fruits, nuts. That's it. When you start to buy stuff and you go to restaurants and you go to supermarkets and suddenly you've got a pizza and you're coping and saying, oh, well, pizza's not really unhealthy. You know, pasta's not really unhealthy. Suddenly you're eating the food that's recently been made over the last few hundred years. Probably not a good thing. You should probably eat the kind of food that your great, 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 great grandfather was eating. Meat, some vegetables, eggs. That's it. That's really it. If you're only going to add one thing into your diet right now to make things easy, have 4 eggs every single day for the rest of your life. Simple as that. Now I'm eating 5 now. I'm just slowly, progressively overloading. I want to get to 8 per day. 4 eggs. Get like the little pan that your mum makes it on. Get some butter, some real butter. Okay, make sure in the UK, I'm not sure if it's the same with all countries, but in the UK, there's a big like propaganda machine that like butter is unhealthy and that instead you should get some like flora fucking plant oil type of weird shit, right? It needs to be the old school style butter, which comes in like almost like a brick form, and it's usually wrapped in tin foil, and it's literally like law pack or something, and it's real butter. It needs to say butter on it. If you look through the butter aisle and it doesn't say butter and it just got like, you know, it looks like butter on the picture that they've got, it's cope. It's literally got like, it's just sunflower oil and weird chemicals that you didn't really know you were having. You need real pure butter. You get that, get like a big, nice chunk of it, put it into the pan, sizzling up, move the pan around. And literally, cooking eggs is easy, by the way. Like, I don't like cooking. I'm not even good at it, but it's so easy. Grab each individual egg, just crack it. Doesn't need to be clean or anything like that. Crack it, boom, drop into the pan, boom. Four eggs like that. Get a wooden spatula, not a plastic one. Plastic lowers your testosterone. I know that's weird, but like, plastic literally like is estrogenic and everything, especially when it's heated up. So you get like a wooden spatula and literally just move it around. Like, that's it. Move it around till there's no like gooey, you know, snotty bits. And then it's done. It genuinely takes less than 5 minutes to cook, and it's one of the greatest meals you can have for your testosterone and for your erection strength. I am guaranteeing that. Four eggs every day with a bit of butter. That's it. Don't listen to any like low test, skinny neck, soft looking guy who says like, oh, well, actually, like, you know, you should just eat just this other thing or this other thing. Is if the person you're currently looking at looks like they've got low testosterone and they look like they're weak and they look like they don't even go to the gym and you know, this doctor looks like he's fat, it's like, should you trust him? Maybe not. Now, I'm not saying that I'm better than a doctor. Doctors are a lot smarter than me. But doctors are reading books to see the research of what's happened through research that's been funded by different companies. So the whole industry is just messed up of, like, you know, medicine and healthcare and stuff, because literally you do realize that companies pay for that research, right? You do realize this. This is why I don't like to trust like doctors and nutritional research and all this bullshit. And when some little dweeb comments, oh, can you cite the source, please? I'm just thinking like, bro, you must be brain dead. Because if you think that looking at some kind of research where you can read the abstract of the study by these random researchers that you haven't like verified yourself, and they say, oh wow, you know, this supplement is, you know, it's really good for people's health, everyone should be taking this supplement, and then you see that study was sponsored by the people who made that supplement, or you see the studies, the ones in 1900s that literally went viral across the entire world and changed the world's diets to tell people that eating fat, like high fat, high cholesterol diets, was bad for you, and it was funded by companies like Nestle who produce high sugar. The whole industry is messed up, and so I don't think we should be trusting people who are bribed. I've taken no bribes for this. There's no link in the description for you to buy this product, that, you know, my eggs or any bullshit like that. I sell one product. It's not nothing to do with this. It's just like making friends online with self-improvement and stuff. I don't know. I personally, you can do whatever you want. You can listen to your fat doctor if you want to be like him. I like to just do what actually works. And instead of listening to the doctor who reads a piece of research and that research might be wrong, I go and try the thing myself. And if my dick gets harder from it, then I know that it's probably working. And so four eggs every single day for the rest of my life. That's easy. That is an easy fix. The final thing is a very interesting exercise that you can do to increase your erectile strength. And this is something that all men and even women, in a weird way, women should be doing as well. For us, it's our erection strength. For women, it's like their how do I say this in a nice way? Their genital muscles get strengthened and they're able to have more pleasure and also give the man more pleasure during sex. We'll explain that in a different way, but for me and you, for guys, there is a muscle that you can train, and this will really help you with your PP, like erection strength. Imagine you're going to the toilet and you're gonna have a piss, so there's urine coming out right now. As you watch this video, do what you would do in your body if you wanted to stop that piss. Like, use that muscle right now. Imagine you're pissing and just stop the piss. Use that muscle right now. You see that you're kind of like squeezing that part of your genitals. That is called a Kegel. Kegels are this kind of like this sexual exercise that are actually very healthy for you. And if you can strengthen this muscle, you will actually see terrific progress. You will genuinely see that your PP will get harder. Now, here's another practice, right? Imagine you've got an erection, so you're hard right now. You know, you can like flex it up and down. You can like move your PP, like, you know, you can boop it upwards, right? Girls love it when you do this, right? But usually you can do it for like a second and it kind of goes down, right? If you just practice this as if it's a rep, like, you know, like in the gym, we do reps and we do gains and we do sets of 10 or something, right? If you practice this, it will, and you keep doing it, right? So today you're going to do it like for a few minutes. You're just going to like hold it up there. Boom. If you have the erection for it, or you can even kind of do it even without the erection, just like with the same mental strength. And you can do the other one, which is the opposite way around, which is, okay, I'm going to pretend I'm stopping pissing. That's more of a pull and this erection one is more of like a push, right? It's I hope I've explained that right, but either way, I'll explain it more in a second. But either way, what this does, it will actually help you manually send more blood into your PP, which is absolutely fantastic when you think about it. Because what is an erection? Just more blood flow. And so if you can send more blood there through your manual like contractions, it would probably be thicker, harder, and longer. Because if you imagine when you've got an erection and you can do that, you know, that like that boopy thing, right? When you do that, what's happening? So here it is with an erection normal. And then when you like kind of flex it up, it can stay there for a few seconds. How does it get up there? Well, it's got more blood flow. And so it's longer, harder, even more erect. And so imagine that the golden point of all this is that eventually you can literally hold it there for as long as you want. So it's almost like this kind of manual permanent increase to the erection, to the strength, to the hardness, to the like the width, like the thickness, and also to the length, and especially to the thickness of the tip as well, which is just this is all like fantastic. Like I'm a big fan, right? So the way exactly to do this, there's a Kegel and then there's a reverse Kegel. I don't overthink this. All I do is just every time I remember, I just kind of flex that area just when I'm thinking about it. So one, like there's two things, right? One is kind of like the muscle that's required to stop pissing. So the next time you go for a piss and you're already like seconds into it, stop it. And that's kind of like one of the same mental muscle that you can use throughout your day, and that's called more of the reverse Kegel. But then the other one you can also like experiment with. Imagine you're pissing, you can do something to force more out, right? That's kind of like the normal Kegel. And another way to describe this is when you've got an erection, like that boopy thing, like you know, you can like flex it upwards and try and keep it there. So you need to find out which way you want to do it. But in general, the easy way to explain this without needing to overthink it, because there's so many videos to try and explain this, and I just got overwhelmed when I first was looking at this years ago. But the way I literally just think about it now, just flex that part of your PP. Maybe the best way to do it is just get an erection, but don't like be a Jeffrey and just get, you know, watch porn or waste time doing this. But if you just kind of like flex that part so that it gets harder and you can kind of like do the little like the bop of your, this is weird, bro. This is so weird. Should I even release this video, man? Should I release this video? Is it purposeful? I know this sounds very like silly, and I'm tempted not to release this video. But the truth is, like, it really did help me. It really did. Because this is like one of the things that we as young men, we are quite sensitive about. And if I didn't see this kind of advice online, I think I would have stayed quite sensitive and insecure for a lot longer. But the moment I discovered that there were some practical things that I could do to increase my PP, like erection size, I started to feel a lot more positive. And suddenly it became more of like another self-improvement habit that I was adding in, which is what I did, by the way. I had Kegels as part of my habit tracker, and I'd just spend like 5, 10 minutes, or I'd do like 50 reps per day. And it made me feel positive. And so I know that this is a weird video, and I apologize, it's like vulgar in some areas, and I know that like some young guys watch me. But I needed to actually hear a video like this from a guy that I liked when I was 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Like I needed to hear it, honestly. So I apologize if this video has offended anyone. I hope that you haven't watched it out loud on your speakers with your parents next year. That might be awkward. And I mentioned that I don't have like a PP testosterone boosting supplement or anything like that that I'm trying to sell you in this video. But if you are really dedicated on your self-improvement journey and you want to join a community of other guys just like yourself around the world and also get like direct lessons from me and calls and all that stuff, it's Adonis School, which is my private community. It's the only thing that I sell. It's a little bit pricey, I totally understand that, but it is genuinely my best work. And there's a lot of good people in there. Luke Belmar, Derek, More Plates, More Dates. I think Ali Abdal's just joined it. Chris Williamson. I just sent everyone on my WhatsApp, like just a copy and paste message. Just telling them, like, yo, if you want to join, you know, it'd be nice. Like, everyone in there will see you. So, Luke Belmar's been quite active. He's been posting for the guys and everything, which is nice. So, if you're interested, I'm not even trying to sell it to you hard or anything, but I honestly do think it's a terrific community to join. And I see the transformation of the guys who've been in there. And me and my brother were talking about it, just saying, like, imagine when we were 14, 15, 16, if we had this kind of support, if we had us as we are, these adults, when we were 16 years old, when we had all these random questions about family, about girls, about nofap and habits and addictions and, you know, struggles. It's very powerful. Very, very powerful. So that's the top link in the description. You can go click that right now. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.